So we don't handle it anymore?
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. It is 9 a.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for a general discussion. We have the full board present and a pretty short agenda. We're going to come back later on today at 2 o'clock. I understand we have a legislative update meeting with a pretty abbreviated agenda today. First item on the agenda is the matter of selecting a chair and vice chair for the Board of Commissioners. According to our charter, it's something that we need to do at the first regularly scheduled meeting of the year. And it is a matter of some discussion every year as to whether or not the charter doesn't specify whether or not a regular meeting is that of the weekly business session or a general discussion. I'm inclined to have it at whatever the board would like. And in fact, it may not be such a bad idea if, by board order, the board could clarify for all future boards an approved order that specified which meeting at the beginning of the year the board would like to say that is. I don't know if you can't change an ordinance, and that's what we'd have to probably do a charter amendment through an ordinance update to actually specify it needs to be the first weekly business session. We are mandated to have just one meeting a week if we do have a quorum, which would be a weekly business session. So it's up to you guys whether or not you want to have that discussion and
decision now,
or it's on the agenda, I think, for tomorrow as well. So
are there other things in the charter that we really need to be looking at the same time?
There are, but we don't have the authority to change the charter. There's only two ways in order to change make a charter change. The citizens can organize a charter review committee, or our elected legal counsel can organize one. It was actually part of his original platform when he ran 4 years ago. He's up for re-election this year, and I think with the project of the codification of the code, maybe off the books, maybe that's what he'll really try to lean into and tackle in his second term if he's elected. That would make sense to me, that you maybe get the code codified, those are the laws, and then see how it dovetails really well, cleaned up code with maybe a charter revision. I think there's an appetite out in the community. I think it just needs to be done really laid out strategically, because otherwise you find yourself in a Douglas County situation where there was a small ad hoc group of people that were with a particular agenda, and I think that put a lot of division in the community. So we would like it to bring people together as opposed to divide. Yeah. It's up to you guys whether or not you want to discuss it here today, or we can just have it for a discussion on the weekly business session.
If we're doing liaisons and stuff, I think it would be good to have that conversation today. And I think some of those depend on who's chair or not and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'd be worth having a conversation. If we need to ratify it tomorrow, we could, but it's... I think having some discussions so we know where to move forward with today would be beneficial.
There's only some standing liaisons that have to do with internal services that really just kind of dovetail with the chair. Other than that, I don't know that I have anything current that, under the elected officials or the offices or...
Well, and those don't have to be the chair.
No, there's none of those, other than the already one. See, full report to the full board and then liaison to the chair. Just that rotates. The chair of this board is typically the chair of the 4-H Extension Board, but that doesn't have to be. That election is done. That's a separate board. Same thing, we're going to convene this year. Probably we haven't done this maybe once since I've been here. Convened is the North Valley Industrial Sewer system, but when we look to expand that district, we'll convene as that board. Those are the boards that we are.
Is there anything that has to go with the chair?
Well, none of it has to go with the chair.
Okay.
Historically,
the chair will be oversee this, and this, and those have to be there.
That middle
charter is running the meetings.
Yeah,
you run the meetings, but the only thing that we've ever done, and we delegate that as a board. Is the budget officer, so you're the liaison to the budget officer, finance, GIS, communications, and risk manager, human resources, IT, and finance. That's it. BCC staff. I think we've talked about some of the changes that we would like to see in liaisonships, but let's focus on order number 2018-001 first. So if there's an appetite to discuss that today, fine. If not, we can move till tomorrow.
Well, I guess my issue is I have, in my mind, been gearing up to be chair. Mm-hmm. As current vice chair going to chair, not because I want to lead meetings and do all that other, but because I was looking forward to being liaison to these roles. And if they are going to stay with the chair, then I would like to be the chair. If they can be delineated and separated, then I don't necessarily have to be chair. But I, in my mind, have been gearing up for what would that be to be liaison to those roles. And
yeah. Well, is there any particular role in, you know, any office program that you were looking for? Like,
well, emergency management is one of them. I know I'm going to be working with IT with the web page project and stuff like that. So for me, the ones that were, I got to look in the packet online. Hold on. Is it going to let me in now?
Yay. Well, they're all listed on that sheet. They don't change.
They are on the bottom one. I had an edited page that
yes.
did have it changed. I would like to be liaison to our office. And so the three at the bottom that liaison is chair, those are three that I'm interested in
yeah.
being liaison to.
The chair to the office, the chair should be liaison to the office. I think some of the things that I've gotten is that you'd like to make some changes. All of those changes have to come through the board. I don't have the authority as the current chair for the next couple of minutes or whatever to do really anything other than having direction from you guys.
There are some things I believe that can be done that are administrative functions that aren't really have to go through the full board. As far as...
I would like to hear what those are first.
For instance, working on getting some documentation of our... a process of for what are our committees called that I can't think of? The advisory boards and committees.
Yeah.
Getting some of those lists, kind of getting some documentation of things that the commissioners are supposed to do.
You can do that as a liaison. Is a
well, when I tried, I was told, no, you're not liaison to this area, that it needs to go through the chair. So in my mind, I was put.
What were you looking to try to do?
I was, for instance, as a newly elected commissioner, there were things that should come up that our office should know to have done for the newly elected commissioners. Creating those lists and things coming up throughout the year at different times that need
yeah.
to be done for staff. I want to help them organize some of those administrative functions to document in a fashion that this month I spent some time helping with the calendar. And getting it to IT can adjust some calendar items because they show that I've been on call since 2013 or various things and I couldn't edit some things or different meetings I couldn't delete off. There was some calendar. It's just the kind of technical stuff of running an office that I think I can help with. And it's not policy changes or this and that. But as liaison to the department, I was looking forward to having weekly meetings with the staff. What are we working on this week as a staff? What are you guys prioritizing? What can we be focusing on? And kind of getting some things delineated and actually having direction.
As a full board?
Because we haven't. We've talked about it as a full board, but we haven't done that. We've several times said we should have weekly staff meetings, and we just don't. And I've been told that all of that is incumbent on the chair. And since it hasn't happened
but
when I wasn't chair...
It's really incumbent on the full board. In fact, the chair can't do it unless there's an appetite from the rest of the board who says, I haven't heard too many instances, and I just say that. I don't want to say I haven't heard any, but nobody's ever asked. I'm going to just say that. Why didn't we have a staff meeting? You guys didn't ask in a general discussion. Why don't we have a staff meeting? Those are elements that should be brought up on the administrative calendar or at a general discussion. And that's really where we all should be involved in making the decisions about administrative elements If you wanted to see some changes, I will be the first to admit that there are shortcomings with how this office runs. But I do remember when we had three people, and we used to do a lot more stuff when we had three people in the office to help support the board. I can't justify that now that we're on the general fund to the tune of over $500,000, whereas every dollar we spend in this office is a dollar we can't contribute to the law enforcement program. And so when we were with ISF and we were billing state and federal grants for our services just as much as any other ISF program, yeah, you know, that's what they're for. That's what the administrative overhead is for. But that's the crux of it. So if you guys want that, Commissioner Morgan, we can definitely do that. But it's incumbent upon all of us to kind of make that a routine element.
Isn't that, if we all have concerns about the administrative challenges, maybe that should be one of our goals as the full board to say, okay, you know, Commissioner Morgan, you've got, this is what I want to see done. And as a full board with all three of us marching forward on it and go from there. That makes sense as part of our goal setting?
Well, I guess.
And a strategic plan?
Sure, if we get that going.
Because it just sounds to me like, you know, it was a good idea and you brought it up last year and then it just kind of, and that's your frustration, I think, is it never went anywhere.
That it just never went anywhere. It's one of those things that we asked for it. It didn't happen, and I repeatedly on certain things have been told that's the function of the chair.
It happened a number of times. And actually,
I'm not saying anything specific. I'm saying, though, that I have been numerous times told that is the chair's responsibility as liaison. So if
told
that's
by whom?
Staff and other commissioners.
Myself.
So, correct.
I'm saying let's do this here, and I think that's a fairly consistent message that we have those done at the staff meetings. I fail to remember a situation when we did have a couple of those staff meetings where we did go over the calendar and such where there was examples of changes you wanted to make in the office and we didn't. I'm looking for those things that you're looking to suggest we do.
Actually, some of the things I had asked for and was told no in this meeting have been changed because legally they had to be changed. And this staff doesn't have the right to say no. Legally, they had to be done. But it's my travel stuff, for instance. That was something that should have been done. But when I brought it here, I was told, you handle it yourself. So that's not appropriate
either. What do you mean? You're giving generalities, and I'm not looking.
I'm trying to be general specifically because, you know, I guess from what I'm told is, as a commissioner, when I saw things that I thought could be worked on, I was told, that's not your role, that's the chair's role. Okay. Well, I'm supposed to, you know, be next in line for chair, then it's my opportunity, if we're rotating each year, it's my opportunity to have an impact in those areas. And so if we're going to change the roles as we go, then we can look at other things. But
there aren't
when
specific rules. I'd like to see where it's written.
I think we say there's rules and there is no rules.
There aren't.
And maybe that's...
No, but it's used as an excuse of why people aren't allowed to get things
to
done.
To do what or not do what, Commissioner
then maybe
Morgan.
We should make rules. That should be one of our goals this upcoming year.
There is a rule that no member of this board, other than delegated authority to do something, has the authority to do something.
Exactly, and delegated to be liaison to our staff is an excuse of why I was told I couldn't ask for something or couldn't get something or anything else like that.
You can do
anything you want. That only the chair could
do
that.
The board, Commissioner Morgan.
It wasn't the board. I was told the chair as liaison.
You have to come to the full board. We're all just commissioners here. All I'm doing is facilitating a meeting. So it really concerns me that you think that there's some granted authority, either through a liaisonship or the chairman of the board to do something. I don't like that you put vice chair on your emails. There is no delegated authority when you're sending an email as vice chair. I have never sent an email as the chair of this board unless delegated to do so. I don't sign my emails. I'm a commissioner, just like everybody else. I don't like how they salute, you know, on Keijo. Chair, vice chair. No, we're just commissioners. It's that in your mind kind of a thing that is wrong.
Then let's remove chair as liaison to any role and have everything go to the full board.
Because you keep thinking that there's something with the chair.
Because I have been told, no, that's the chair's function, both by staff and by yourself. And so long as...
It has historically been.
And so long as it is, then we should each have our route with having a chance to be chair, to have the opportunity for those same experiences.
You would have that, Commissioner Morgan. In my opinion, I can't grant it. I can't, in good faith, put that in your hands, because it feels as though you think it's more than it is.
Okay, whatever.
So the other element...
Fine. As a commissioner with equal status, then we don't need... I'm going to push back then. If I ask for something as a staff working
Please
for me,
do.
I will push back.
Bring it to the board. I haven't heard one example
so far
of something you asked for.
I asked for my mileage to be dealt with by the staff, and I was told, no, do it yourself, by you.
What do you mean? I don't remember that.
We were in this room.
Yeah.
And I asked for help.
Your mileage is done by the staff.
It wasn't being done by the staff.
What do you mean? You were turning in a receipt from a travel?
No.
And it didn't have
and
your miles
monthly
on it?
Miles. They were keeping logs for Dan. They were keeping logs for you. I didn't have it. I had to ask.
I turn in my hotel receipt.
It wasn't a trip.
And I write...
It was the monthly travel where you go to the IV or you go to Medford for your meetings and all that. Just your travel.
Yeah.
You want a specific example. This
yes.
was one. There was a mileage log that we turned. It has now been fixed. But when I brought it to the board,
yes.
your response to me, to my face, was, do it yourself.
Keep track of it yourself.
Okay. So
they don't know when I take a trip out to the IV or to Medford.
No, I have to turn it in. I mean,
You have
I
to
go out to the
them.
IV, I come in and tell them my,
it's
this
not
is my starting.
Science. They're not mine.
This is
readers.
My starting, and I take pictures of my speedometer at times. I've done it a couple times.
And my specific request was asking that staff remind me to turn it in monthly.
Well, okay.
That's not an unreasonable request
it
for someone to ask an executive.
It well, seems unreasonable.
Well, the way I do it, Commissioner, is that and when I go to, if I go to IV or I go to Roseburg or whatever, when I get back, I say I went to Roseburg, and Wendy
said that's just a good habit.
She has a, I guess a Google. Is that how you do it, Wendy?
Yeah.
Is
just
it just Google
map.
It? Say yeah, it's 68 miles one way, yep. and it just prints the mileage. It's the same thing when I go to the VA clinic over in Medford. It's my responsibility every time, and I have forgotten it, and I lose it because I didn't turn it in. But as soon as I turn it in, then it's out of my hands, and once a month or whatever, I don't even know when they get the checks. I have no clue.
I would say that is a responsibility of you as a commissioner.
I think so, because they
can't. One of the concerns that I have, Commissioner Morgan, is your expectations for the administration of this office mm-hmm. are what it's going to require three people, and I will be vehemently opposed to you or anyone else, this future board, for as long as we've dedicated to general fund for paying for this office, that we increase staff. Because we can't keep track of when we take a trip and submit those miles. We ask all of our managers to do that.
I do that.
That's great. See?
Yes, I was only asking that if they got to the end of the month and they hadn't seen me turn in my mileage, that they remind me to turn it in.
They haven't been reminding me
all
for
right,
7
fine.
Years. And if I forget it, then it's my $30 that I'm out.
Okay.
Put a calendar thing. You're really... Really adept at the calendar thing. Put a reoccurring monthly deal that comes up. It says, it's at the end of the month. I need to submit my miles.
Yep.
That's what I would suggest. But I am going to be somewhat of a gatekeeper, and I think that's the important role of the chair, understanding the workload, that I would much rather have them be doing something that serves the benefit of the entire office and the people we work for out there than that kind of an administrative element for a commissioner. Who doesn't necessarily improve the function of their job, but just improves them keeping track of their fiscal elements. I don't like them picking up food for things or dry cleaning for people. No, no, that serves a personal interest. And that's not the role.
Well, I don't have a problem picking up food for like the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Because it was hosted by the board.
For them.
Yeah, it was hosted by the board, and that's part of it. But to say, hey, go get me a sandwich, I'll go do that.
Nope. We need to schedule our meetings accordingly. It's our office.
But I don't, you know, it you're should. Far more attuned to what, you know, I you know, you have been in government all along. I have never been in government.
Just in this office, Commissioner. I've never been in government.
Well, but I mean, it's still, you've been here for 7 years, or yeah. almost 8 years. And so you know how everything ticks around here and the pecking order and whatnot. And I'm still in the, I'm going to have a learning curve of a couple of years, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
We haven't even gone through a full budget cycle with you guys yet, you know?
No.
So, and I would rather we talk about these things, Commissioner Morgan, than have them fester over potentially months of time.
To be quite honest with you, I don't think BCC staff should go to one person.
I
think BCC staff, and well, right now it's over here under Simon Hare, I guess, because you're the chair or whatever. Anyway, I think it should be all three of us should have an input on BCC staff, but we should talk to it, talk about it as a board. If you see some shortcoming that you're happening, that you say, you know, I see this, this is a problem, and it may not have anything to do with my liaisons. It may be a part, you know, a problem with something that has to do with your liaisons, public health or something of that sort. But bring it to the board so we're all tight on it.
We've had the staff go to the full board before, and it's really not much different. What the staff will tell you if you're asking for something that has not been board approved, yeah, that's the responsibility of the board or the chair. Mm-hmm. That's what they should be saying, is no, I'd love to do that for you, Commissioner DeYoung. However, that hasn't been approved by the full board.
Exactly.
I haven't been instructed to do that by more than two commissioners.
Yeah. So, and I think the key element here is that it is not always going to be, you know, you have a tendency to say, well, while I'm here, this is the way I want it. But if you set policy today that next 8 years from now it doesn't fit, if you get a certain person in here to replace you, and all of a sudden you have given that person authority rather than the whole board, that person has perceived authority that they've got more authority than anybody else, then you got a problem. So if you leave everything with the board, as it's designed, I think, to be with the board, liaisons are just strictly more than just going to, you know, I've enjoyed the liaisonships I have. I'm looking forward to the airport and whatnot because it's, you know, I enjoy those things. But other than one down here at the bottom, I can do without. But other than that, I think that stuff like if whatever's in this building should be basically for all three of us, for all three commissioners to agree on. And whether it means, you know, what color the envelopes are or what the logo is up in the corner or whatever.
Sure.
I think that, you know, we came from a deal across the way over here where the governing body really didn't have any say. It was all done by staff, and I don't want that to get going.
The governing
I think the
body
power,
has the say here.
The governing body needs to maintain control of that authority. But as a body, not as a single liaison, fine, you can go to, you know, if I had something to do with the airport, I'm going to ask Lily about it, and what's going on out there at the airport. But, and that's
okay,
when,
well, let's focus on.
So I think BCC
doing.
Staff should go to all three commissioners, no matter who they are.
Fine. We'll see how that works.
Friday or see what it does. Does that make sense, Commissioner?
We'll see.
I don't see how that works. It hasn't in the past, but we can try it.
Then who? Okay, if it hasn't worked,
all
in the
departments
past,
went all the commissioners prior to Jim Raffenberg's term. All liaison roles were different. Every bit of business came before all of us, and we governed as a body versus liaisons having any delineation. So there's a lot of opportunities to do things differently. There's no one right way to do it. So it's a matter of what works best for us as a body.
I think we've made improvements since
time
in oversight and administration. So
yeah, I you know, I just
what I struggle for is the fact that you guys I don't know, we're dealing with minutia when there's real issues to be dealing with at the county level. And if that's what it's the Harold Haugen thought of, you're dealing with potholes on a road, we don't even go anymore. That's That's what I would like to be focus on, not the potholes. Is that road still in use for something that benefits the county? Mm-hmm. That's we've already spent a fair amount of time on a pothole. There isn't really that much with the chairmanship.
We've got some big things coming up that I think all three of us need to be on the same page with, and one of them is that marijuana initiative. We need solidarity on that, and we need to move forward on it, but that's one we have to put that to bed this year. If we miss this February-March opportunity on that, it's gone. Other than saying, okay, we're going to do it locally as Josephine County and nobody else if the state decides not to go our way.
But right.
That's very, very important. I mean, that, to me, when it comes to your goal and my goal, mine has strictly been public perception of government. You know, I've got a whole list, a laundry list of things that where people go to the different, and they're my liaison, they're my department. And I'm going to set them down because this is a new year. I've had a year to see how they function, and I don't like it. And so now we're going to see if we can make those changes. I will bring those to the board, you know,
yeah,
before I go to the department head on them and say, is this what you're looking at? Because I think we all have some reservations about, if you have a reservation about a department that I'm involved in, I sheriff, any of them.
Yeah. Well,
we need to talk about that as a board.
Let's deal with item number one. So, Commissioner Morgan, you said that you've been preparing for the last year to become the chair. I have to say that in my time here in office with eight different commissioners, you two being seven and eight, I'm not sure your attendance has prepared you for the position. Being on time is key to running a meeting from the start, and understanding how I prepare to run a meeting and to be there, both on time and general attendance in this last year, I understand it's been challenging, but I'm not sure how much better it's going to be in 2018. And being at the meeting and on time is key, in my opinion, to facilitating how this board works through one of our meetings. It is expensive when we convene here, having managers and staff and what happens afterwards. And so for me, I want to start a meeting on time, every time, prepared, because I owe it to the people who are in the room who are paying me to be there. And so from my standpoint, one of the benefits of having someone else be a liaison to the airports is they're going to be there at the committee meetings. And so if Commissioner DeYoung, as in 2008, is going to be that person, I have every expectation that he's going to attend those.
You don't attend all your liaison meetings. None of us are required to attend every meeting, and there's always things that happen.
Yeah, but the degree of... Yes, yes.
I am fully aware of what's going on.
On the airport's advisories, it's not good at all.
Why are you checking up on my record of the airport's liaison?
Well,
you're not my boss.
No, but you have been delegated that responsibility on behalf of the board.
As liaison to the department, I'm fully aware of what's going on in that department.
I would say that that's not always the case.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
If that's you're right.
This is going to hurt, but Larry Graves came and asked me if I would be his liaison for 2018.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, I said reason, and he says attendance. He says,
yeah.
You know, Lily's hasn't been to the meeting. And they're evening meetings. I have no commitment during the evening, and I don't mind evening meetings. In fact, I'd rather have them than morning meetings. And I said, you know, well, we're going to talk about liaison starting the first of the year, and I would be glad to take the airports.
I don't think I have a certain...
I have no problem.
I don't have a single one of these that I miss on a regular basis other than parks. And, you know, that happens during our general legal update. It's happening right over there, and I can't be in two places at once. Other than that, I'm at all of these things all the time.
Okay.
But I'll go back to my original deal a year ago when we said, what are your goals? What is your ambition while you're a commissioner? And mine, I'm going to say it again, is public perception of what people think of the functioning of county government as a whole, not just by department, but as a whole. And that as a whole begins with us three. And attendance at meetings and walking in at the, you know, after the meeting started or whatever, that is not, you know, that's...
I've been late to less than 10 meetings in 7 years. I've had over 350 weekly business sessions. I've been late to less than 10 meetings of this board in 7 years.
Yeah. And it went, you know, and I'm going to public perception, when you've got the whole place is standing room only,
so
and we have to
what
start
is your recommendation?
I recommend that maybe we all work
being
really
on
hard
time.
On being there on time.
No, I'm going back to the topic at hand, which is the chair. So what is your recommendation?
The chair. So if the chair is going to be late, I don't think that's acceptable. I just don't. I think
so again, what is your recommendation?
I recommend I'll recommend that you take another year. That you take another year as vice chair.
Okay. So who are you recommending being chair?
I can't recommend myself. I can volunteer.
Okay. And what is your preference?
I won't be the chair if I'm not the chair. So anyone who chooses to do it is going to do it 100%. You've had a year to watch me do it. Run a meeting. Putting more work on the staff is not appropriate. We have all had 50 weekly business sessions to be in a meeting. Figure out how it's done. What you say at the beginning. I say the exact same thing every meeting. You forget the date, you forget the time, you're not doing the board a service. I'm not going to remind you. I don't need that. Maybe once or twice, but I know it's not easy. So it's not my preference to do it. I don't feel like there's anything other than more work, and I've been doing it for longer than I would like. But I want it done right and on time, every time. And just right. It's not rocket science. It's the least hard thing of our job, is to be there and be on time. So
your recommendation is?
It's at the will of the board.
Okay. Well, I believe I can be on time. It wasn't a priority to me because I wasn't running the meetings. And
I find that is not an excuse.
No, but I'm saying that I can choose to be on time or not.
That's and not okay with me that you've had a year to choose that and you've chosen otherwise.
Well, there's always various reasons for those, and the reasons haven't always mattered to anybody else. It's
we
whether you're in the
stuff.
Chair or not. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that if you want to be chair and you're ready to run meetings, then be chair. If not, I'll be there, I'll be on time, and
it's
I'll be
it's a learning
chair.
Curve
if
because
not,
you guys know far more than I do about the nuances of this. I'm a nuts and bolts guy. I'm a common sense guy. In a lot of ways, I just don't fit into government because I'm not going to do it the way the government always has done it, because I see government moving extremely slow. And that's not how they want things to happen. And yeah, I'm rough around the edges, you bet. And I'm going to make mistakes, and legality, I guess I'm going to have to depend on staff if that's how the chips fall. I'm going to depend on staff an awful lot. I did some stuff over there, you know, filling in for the mayor from time to time. But Karen Frick wrote out exactly what I needed to say and when I needed to say it. You've got it memorized because you've done it. How many times have you been chairman? Three? Four?
Four out of seven.
So it just comes in. It comes like 1-8-4-3-6-5-7-2 to me. That's exactly what it comes off. So, you know, I can sit here and talk to what I know best. I can talk for hours on it and lose you in a New York second. But if you were to come to me and say, you know what, I really would like to learn some of this stuff, fine, I would sit down and teach you. I wouldn't say, no, you want to learn it, it's on your own. You're on your own. Because it can't look good to the people outside of here making mistakes during meetings.
Nope.
And you guys, you know the laws and the statutes. You rattle that stuff off. Chapter and verse, and I don't know any of that. So if that's a detriment, then I don't want to be chair.
I don't like the idea, Commissioner Morgan, that you didn't understand that being on time and prepared for a meeting is not a priority.
It's not that I don't understand. We
discussed that at our first meeting as our number one priority.
Not our number one priority.
Our
your
first
number
meeting,
one priority.
We all agreed to a goal of being prepared and on time to every meeting.
I think that's just that. First off, that is a very, very basic thing. You know, when you've asked people to come in and testify, those folks are taking off time from work, away from their home, away from their family, away from everything to come down and testify, and then we're not there.
We tried to have fun with it for a few weeks, months, and that didn't work out. So I can't recommend you as chair.
My recommendation would be,
Commissioner DeYoung, you be vice chair, and I'll be the chair again for one more
year. I will not support you being chair for another year. I'll support Dan being chair. And we need to have change to allow other people to learn the job because you're not going to be here forever.
I agree.
So give Dan a chance to be chair.
I would welcome being chair as long as I can depend on help from you and staff. I'm going
to
need support.
You'll be able to do the job, Dan.
Well, I know I'm going to be able to do the job, but I have to be able to count on you to help me do that job.
We're not going to let you fail.
That's not right. Strictly for the perception out here.
Yeah, that's...
That if it's going to set up that, let's sit here and watch Dan make mistake after mistake after mistake. That isn't good for the board. It's not good for anything.
I'm not interested in humiliating you.
That you're in the situation you are of not having been sitting next to the chair for a year. That's not fair. I've been thrown into the position of a chair after 9 months when one commissioner quit and the next one got recalled.
And you got through it because you had help from everybody around you.
I had Rosemary.
Yep. But you had help from somebody.
So I'm going to nominate Dan as chair.
That for me to second?
No, I'll second it if you're willing to take the position.
I am willing. I'm willing to learn the curve. Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's, maybe this is an ideal time because I got two very, very smart people at my side, and I just need to know that you're at my side and you're behind me, in front of me. We are one.
Right, right.
We're the three musketeers, and I expect people to not just sit there and if I'm losing control of something, I expect somebody to take me aside and say, this is not right. I've seen it happen. I'm not going to, in past, the few, I've been to a couple of commissioner meetings, weekly business sessions where it got out of control. And the chairman didn't, actually.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. It doesn't look good.
I'll get up and walk out. So I've been doing this job for 7 years, and I sat in those meetings where it was just chaos.
Yes, and we don't want to ever get that way.
I have never had a meeting be that way while I've been chair. I never have. And I've done the animal one. I've been on shutting down the fair. I've done all the marijuana ones. I will just get up and walk out. I'm tired of running it from another seat. Mm-hmm. And I did that with Commissioner Heck, and I did it with Commissioner Walker because they didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't care to the same degree. I want things to be done right, and that's how I operate.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to need some help in knowing exactly what it is that you
A lot of it has to do with preparation. You mentally prepare before that about anticipating what's going to happen. And your record of being on time and at every meeting is really good, Commissioner DeYoung, and I appreciate that. So you'll do fine. You'll do fine.
Once I've got the support of the board, I would be willing to do that.
Okay. Good deal. You prepared to do that now?
Well, we got to ratify it tomorrow. Would that be fine?
No, we can do it today or we can ratify it tomorrow. It's up to you guys. We don't have to ratify it or do it tomorrow.
Might as well ratify it. I made a nomination and it was seconded.
Okay. All those in favor?
You're not chair yet.
No. Do we need to do a vice chair as well because it's an order for both?
I nominate Lily Morgan for vice chair.
Then I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to have Mr. DeYoung be chair for 2018, Commissioner Morgan as vice chair. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Gavel's yours, sir.
Okay,
as a commissioner, I just would like to say that for me, you guys are only chair or vice chair when delegated by the board. So... I would appreciate it if we would keep the salutations on our emails limited to that and other things.
But I really want to see all three of us work together. I think that the communication needs to be more at this level here rather than less. If we have something that's grinding on you, I'd like to hear it first rather than last.
Mr. Chair, so my challenge is that expressing my frustrations this morning is going to lead to a rift between Commissioner Morgan and myself, and I'm disappointed that I can't, you know, express that and have it. I'm hopeful that it won't, that we can still work together as a board. But you're right, we don't work for each other, we're a team. And when we're not evenly yoked, it's a biblical term, it's not fair. And for a lot of my time here, I feel as though I've been pulling more than my share. And I'm tired of that. And it's not fair. And so we need to step up in 2018. That would be my hope.
Okay, duly noted. Okay, order number two. Item number two, order number 2018-002 in the matter of cease and desist orders. And we had a... Do you have one of those handy?
Right here.
Did you get a chance to look at it? Okay. Did you look this over, and does that meet with your approval? I think we had a pretty lively discussion about it.
These are the revisions, so... I think they were made.
Yeah. 002. And these are the revisions?
I have the notes of the revisions here. They were just two.
Oh, you have some changes there?
No, these have been made.
Okay.
This is the revised. I know that staff had concerns that they wouldn't be able to notify the commissioners prior to the issuing of the orders. But I disagree. If there's an unsafe situation, they can stop. They can also stop and notify us immediately. It's one of those things that I think it's clear and it'll meet the needs. And
now, educate me here. If they have, like, for instance, you see a situation where you've got raw sewage running out of a restaurant or something of that sort, and you say, I need to stop this right now, is there like a restraining order or something, or is it just a cease and desist? That's the next document that follows it?
They would give a verbal instruction right then that they need to stop and do something, and then they need to start making phone calls.
Right.
And then, generally speaking, they'd go back to their office, get the paperwork, and come back. But they would they make those phone calls on, you know, right then at that moment to stop the hazardous situation.
Inspectors have the authority. They red tag something.
Yeah,
red tag means go. Red tag means you got to stop. Right now, I want all the workers out.
Yeah.
Unsafe working conditions. And they don't go back to their office when an electrician or an inspector is saying, no, you don't have your, you cannot proceed from here. But as long as you're instructing it and you've got reason to do so, the next phone call, Commissioner Morgan's right, needs to be to the commissioner.
The commissioner on call?
Yeah. Okay. It's totally doable. There isn't a situation where it isn't, in my opinion, or shortly thereafter, you know, so... I think it's clear enough. We discussed it last time, and I knew
yeah.
that staff
yeah, no, we had
have
a long
that,
discussion on it. So
it is what it is. People can
so.
So let's move to the next. Are we approving this today? Or
yes.
Are we?
No, we
moving it to the weekly business session.
Move it to the weekly business session. Okay, but this looks good. All three of you.
Yeah.
All three of us. Okay. We'll move that forward. Item number three, liaison assignments. So you've all got the list in front of you. Do you have any changes? I personally think BCC staff should go under all three of us.
What list do we have in front of us? Because the list that you're reviewing is not the list that I have.
So
I have
it
the one that was prior to the one you just corrected.
Okay. So I had emailed out as far as where I was aware of things were at. I emailed it out yesterday as of this is where I believe we are going into this meeting, because the list that I had still had clerk under Commissioner DeYoung. It still had different things, you know, so it was kind of one of those things. I'm like, well, I deleted off building and planning because they are community development now. I kind of just updated the names. I have left a message for the chamber because I don't believe there's a chamber of commerce board that we're a membership of. So it's kind of like
we attend those. We're supposed to.
Well, we go to the board meetings as well.
Yes.
Okay, because that's not something I've been invited to. I get invited to BR&E. I get invited to the government affairs.
And I spoke at the board meeting month or two ago for some update they had asked for on O&C. In
they have three or four different they things. Yeah, BR&E and the government affairs.
They were excited to have a commissioner in the room do an update because they used to get that.
Well, and it's how my schedule has worked is when I told them I was liaison to the chamber, they started sending me email invitations to the meetings. I've never got one for the board, so I don't know what that calendar schedule is. So I did leave a message again just to both an email and a voicemail clarifying what is that role so we can make sure it's there. If we're not doing DD services, I don't know why we still have it on the list unless we're supposed to be on a going to something.
I don't know. I haven't been that liaison for years.
We don't have a citizens in core anymore. We, let's see.
I don't think property is, if you were looking to include that in legal, it needs to be separated out. There needs to be a property liaison. So you took that off of.
Okay. Well, property. Because it came under legal, and that's why I had removed it, because I didn't know that we were looking at it separately.
We're not looking at it. I don't think, and we never we shouldn't. It's its own function, because it facilitates kind of, it's a clearinghouse for so many different things. It's just its own special deal.
Property, I think, needs to be all by itself, because it doesn't fall under anything else. It, you say, well, is it in facilities? No. Is it really in legal? No. But it's going to encapsulate when we decide to do something about property, it's going to bring those other people into it.
Yep.
And they're going to be definitely, they're going to have a lot of input into that. So I think property needs to stay by itself.
Okay, just looking at the top, CASA is not one of our departments anymore. It's a separate nonprofit.
That who is?
CASA. Mm-hmm. The CAC is under juvenile justice, or within juvenile justice, but the CASA is a separate independent nonprofit.
Okay, that sounds good.
Do you want to delete CASA?
No, I just think, it shouldn't be at the top. I'm looking at the one online.
Yeah, it should be
It should be line. Under outside agencies, and it doesn't have to be linked with CAC because they are separate. But emergency food and shelter, I don't know that we have that committee. It's not something I found. There's not an emergency management board anymore, so those both can be deleted off.
Where did my AOC stuff, public lands? We don't need all that other stuff.
It would be nice to cut these back down, and I think maybe that's what we're doing right now, is to get this back down.
Those weren't all on my list in the first place, so it was...
They're on this list. Where did you start from? This is the one I got from staff.
Yeah, that was in my computer, and I just had...
This is a thing that is frustrating to me. I think everything should go through staff, because you said, well, I emailed it out this morning, and I didn't check my email this morning.
I didn't email it to you guys. I emailed it to Ricky and Wendy saying, this
is what I think. Well, we have a copy in front of us, but what I'm challenged with is, what did you start with? Because what I got from staff is what I started with last month, and it didn't look terribly inaccurate, other than those updates that you're doing, which are totally appropriate with CASA and such. Those ones make sense, but starting from the right spot is a good thing to do.
Sure.
But we'll make it.
Mainly it was because what I had wasn't, we can delete all that out off of NACO. I didn't mean to leave that on. Matter of fact, my copy, I had undone that.
The NACO one?
Yeah.
All just of down NACO? To is that everything from NACO down?
The telecommunications and technology steering, technically, I'm a vice chair, but I can't. It's one of those things that it's at the same time as another committee that I'm doing, so it's not easy to take part in. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter to me. I don't have to keep that on there at all.
I'm just going to go to one that I get attend, that I'm asked to attend, and I get there as many times as I can, and that's Rogue Workforce Development. I do not see what they do. I don't know what they do. I don't have any deliverables after being there a year. And both myself and Rick Dyer we're on the board of directors of that thing. And I don't understand why that it has to be a commissioner that's involved in that, to that level, to where we have to go to the meeting and sit through the whole thing. I don't know what they do. So I don't know, if we want to take a look at that and say, we don't need to be part of the role, just as a liaison to go to the meetings, that's one thing, but not be on the board of directors of it. So ready. Yeah, and there's another one. You're on the board of that and liaison. And I don't mind so ready because I see that they're getting something done. But Rogue Workforce Partnership, I don't know. I'm.
Well, I guess for me, my question is, so Regional Solutions was there, Rogue Workforce was there, and Soretti, they all kind of go together. They're all kind of housed similarly. And
right. Yeah, and, they basically, they're almost, function. To me, they overlap and they're really a repetition of all three of them. I've sat down with Colleen and I said, are you two doing the exact same thing? And it almost seems like they're doing the exact same thing.
Soretti is totally different than Rogue Workforce. They're not the same at all.
No, but I mean, they do overlap an awful lot in a lot of their functions. They're both going to the high school. They're both looking at the workforce.
Soretti has nothing to do with necessarily the workforce. That would be the workforce development is
right. But workforce is probably one of their big hurdles.
Oh, sure, but I don't think
so. Soretti, when they have people come here and say, "What's your workforce?" And they go, "We don't have one." That does. That's when these two join at the hip. So they're both doing the same thing.
And my apologies. I didn't realize Housing Community Development Council. I was trying to figure out what that was, the housing one. I didn't realize it was under you. I knew it wasn't me, so I thought it was Dan on housing, but that makes sense. It's community.
I've gone to two of those.
Okay. Rogue Workforce, should that stick with the Community Economic Development? Is that something that should work hand-in-hand with that?
Yeah, and I thought we gave clear direction that you were to come up with a solution to get us out of that one, to say, delegate somebody else.
Meet with Rick and see. The other issue is
Did you come up with anything?
No.
Have you met with Rick?
I talked to Rick one day about it. I said, we were out in the parking lot, and I said, I'm baffled as to why we're even in the room. And he goes, I've thought about that too. So I think probably Rick and I need to sit down and use this as a topic at lunch. And get it done.
Get it done.
Yeah.
I would like to combine the Mining Advisory Committee into a coordination committee that we established this year. The Mining Advisory Committee is probably, by most people, its topics are very limited. It really was to explore 88-3, which was an ordinance that governs how we do mining on county land. That was explored, vetted. The Mining Advisory Committee said it was fine. Really aren't any substantial changes. They just got done with a assessment of our aggregate resources on county land. There really aren't any that are in good proximity to make them valuable. So I'm not sure what, even the chair has said.
Does the county issue claims on its land?
We could, but we have a process to do so. Not issue claims. People can get their own claim.
Right.
They can file a claim.
But they can file a claim on county land.
Yep.
Do we have any of those that are active? No.
Is library still need to be there?
Yeah, I would imagine it's kind of like your recommendation for like a school liaison, because it's its own separate district now. It would be, thought of in that way.
But as it's written, as library board of trustees, that doesn't still exist.
No.
So I didn't know if.
There will be issues ongoing. We still have a couple of things that are not done with that.
With the library?
So I would just say library.
So you want to take off trustees and just
Library
board liaison?
Divesting themselves of the trustees and going to just the foundation and the district board.
I am still interested in IT emergency services manager. I don't know that they have to be with the chair. But as far as with public health and emergency preparedness being under my wheelhouse, I would like to see, for instance, there's an upcoming conference of which there's spots for three county folks. And there's various people that are applying, and Public Health has an additional 3 slots. My recommendation to Mr. Weber was that he needed to coordinate with emergency management so that we are getting the best representation from the county as a whole mm-hmm. of what we need to do. And just some of that coordination, I think, would be appropriate when it comes to, evacuations and such. It's both encompassing public health and emergency services. And they, under the preparedness and emergency services, work very closely in hand. With me being liaison to the EMS board, fire services on their emergency services works closely with fire service and such, and the 911 board. And so I don't necessarily think they have to stay with chair unless there's some reason that they would have to, but
it's delineated in most of our emergency services stuff that the chair is the liaison. It's the first point of contact, regardless of who's the liaison under our order of authority in the office. First authority is that of the board. Then it's the chair, the vice chair, any available commissioner, then the sheriff. So it's not as though that there's any kind of special authority granted to that person. There's no problem having each of these equally somewhat responsible, but just delineating them. It doesn't preclude you from saying, hey, I want to do this issue with IT. Fine. Do it.
Going back to emergency service manager, I watched Commissioner Morgan during the fires out there, and she was absolutely still. Absolutely did a fantastic job. She was all over it. And this is something she's really interested in. I think she should be the contact point. Plus, you're with the health side of it, and Mike over there, he's just itching to get involved, and I think the two can be joined at the hip to where we are over staffing rather than understaffing.
Sure.
And I think Commissioner Morgan needs, if you would like to take emergency services manager side of it, I don't see why it has to be the chair.
It's just delineated that the chair will be the first point of contact. So, and that's in a number of things. I think we have an ordinance that delineates that. So it won't change that, but it doesn't mean that person can't be intimately involved with it.
Does that meet your expectations?
That's fine. I think that in a situation that's emergency, the chair should be the primary contact as it's delineated in that situation. And to me, that's different than what a liaison can do as far as working with the
Day-to-day operations.
Correct. As the COOP plan needs to come back into play and different things like that.
That's in my mind, that's in your wheelhouse because you've been there all along. You've been in 911. You've been in dispatch. You know how to talk on the radio. You're all of it.
I feel the same about IT. It is in my wheelhouse as well. It's one of those things that I was a department liaison and go-to for several years. We've talked about the board has asked or kind of delegated me to kind of head up or did we do that officially? And as far as I had interest in looking at our websites and kind of where are we at with that, and that's something that John and I had talked about, kind of what's the next steps. And I don't know if there's specifics that need to be under the chair, but it is something that I have understanding and experience with and interest in.
Well, I think this emergency management situation that we've been working on, how long has Denny been gone?
Six months. Yeah.
And I want this thing put to bed sooner rather than later. I think we need to have decisions. We need to know exactly where we stand with Sarah. Where do we stand with Jackson County? Where do we stand with the City of Grants Pass? The City of Grants Pass is on board. We've got all that settled out, but we're still sitting here with an empty office over here and no real direction. So I don't know where we're held up on this process.
I have a email into her to get in touch just to kind of say I'd like us to catch up, see where things are at.
Right.
She had been at a training on the East Coast and then vacation time, and she's been back a week. But now it's kind of like, okay, where?
Let's call her in, and let's call her in for a general discussion and go from there. Find out where she is. Does that make sense?
You know, she's updating the board on the 16th for a quarterly update. That's how we left it last year. So the trajectory's there. That's what we agreed on.
I want to know where we stand on it, because let's get this thing.
We're sitting currently.
What's that?
Well, we're not standing. We're currently sitting.
If you want to do something different, that's fine. But
where we're
the
sitting
meeting on. Is on the 16th with her,
okay.
And it's an update with the mayor and council president, and then she's doing that presentation to both the city and the county on the 16th. So.
Okay. That'll be the date. Any other changes in the...
What are your thoughts on IT?
Well, are you right now, are you a liaison to IT?
No, it's the chair.
It's the chair.
But there's a project that I was going to be doing with IT. I have knowledge of IT and kind of, I mean, it's just one of those things that it, to me, it's not a difficult task to take. It's one that's, technology and IT is something that I do feel is in my wheelhouse, and as somebody who had administrative access as the point of contact for IT, everything went through me before it was submitted. In my last department, I have a working relationship with them already that I think that is something that doesn't necessarily have to be with the chair, and I would be interested in that.
Okay, I have no problem with you taking IT because it's more in your wheelhouse than mine, absolutely.
One of the challenges that I'm experiencing, Commissioner Morgan, is that your experience doesn't always make it conducive for that manager to feel comfortable working with you. And I think, I don't know how to say this, but it's the idea of you being liaison to community corrections is not a seamless issue. And there's,
no, and I'm not.
I know. So it's I don't know how that, I don't know that it's necessarily necessary to give you that liaisonship just because you have an understanding in it. There are things you can work on as a commissioner that you don't have to be delineated as liaison to change that.
Okay.
Just say that you want to do something, and it's, there's just got to be this point of contact between the board on general things, and that's all any of these are. That doesn't mean that you don't have any interest in any one of mine, parks, community development, saying, what are we doing there? And I'd like to work on this element of, fine, go do it. That doesn't mean that I have to do everything with parks or any one of these other ones. It just means that that's the focal point of day-to-day ongoing responsibility. So,
and I'm not looking to have any, I'm not looking to make any changes or do anything. I don't have any agenda other than I understand their language. I have a fairly good working relationship with everybody in the department that I know. And to me, it would be an easy transition. I was more trying to look at from the standpoint of it's something that with this other project potentially and just where it's at, I saw it as being something that I could contribute. It wasn't, there's not an agenda behind it.
Great.
As the chair, I would use, I'm going to need somebody to that speaks the language as an interpreter, because I can get lost. I can get lost in IT and nothing fly. Absolutely nothing fly. So I'm going to need an interpreter anyway. And whether or not John is the guy that can come over and sit down and say, which he seems to be, you know, he's a pretty good tutor.
He's easygoing.
He's very easygoing. But on the day-to-day functioning of IT, it's, you know, somebody that understands it can take a lot of shortcuts and take an awful lot of time that I think would be wasted time trying for, I don't know, I'm not saying that I won't learn it, but for right now, I don't have a problem with IT. And here again, the whole board needs to be brought into it. If there's something going on in IT, I've had the experience in public works, for instance. I'm the liaison, but you know the stuff about public works because Rob still comes to you on public works, and I'm out of it, and you say, what are you going to do about that? I go, I didn't even know it was an issue because Rob didn't come to me about it. And that's you know, that's where we need to, as the board, that's when we need to bring it up to see, you know, I talked to Rob, you know, I always wonder, just like, for instance, why didn't Rob come to me? Why am I the last guy to know? And same way with the sheriff. Sheriff's got stuff, you and they're talking facilities, and boy, we're going to remodel the whole jail and everything else, and you and facilities and the sheriff have it all done, but the liaison's left out in the dark. And that's something that I think we need to change, because if we are truly going to be the board, and we're all on board, because I'm going to get asked, I don't want it like getting asked by Sean Hall, well, what's going on out there at the jail?
So, right.
You know, I don't know. I thought you were the liaison of the sheriff's department. So I think we need a lot more communication, and at the general discussions and whatnot, and these meetings in this room, that's, we need to do a lot more of that, because it hasn't been happening. We're not allowed to outside of it.
Well, we have them. every week.
Yep,
we have them every week. There's an opportunity to ask.
And there's an opportunity. So, and I'm not.
Part of it has to do with every time I. When I was.
When chair, you ask.
When I ask, yes. Y'all got very little.
Yep,
so
exactly.
I write it down. When something comes up, put it somewhere that you can reference it at the given time.
At the given time.
You just got to be organized.
I'm probably the world's worst of it. Yes.
What's the history on the quarterly updates of the department being on the admin meeting versus maybe a general discussion on Tuesdays that's less formal?
Well, it was just, that's just when they happened. And they used to happen with the challenging fiscal departments on a monthly basis, or sometimes more often than that, that everybody is fairly stable. There have been quarterly updates. The challenge for me is if you miss a quarterly update, we haven't heard from you in a long time.
In a long time.
And it's really the office's responsibility and the manager's responsibility. I shouldn't have to prod you to get in here on a regular basis, in a timely fashion. That's not the responsibility of the chair, or it should be the liaison of the manager to get it done.
Well, that one of my issues that I have with Public Works is we've been putting off. What's he doing with management partners? Oh, he sends an email, but I want to hear about it. And I'm going to set him on a schedule, and I may need him to be in here every month.
You get emails?
Hmm?
You get emails?
I do.
Okay. So you're the only one who actually knows what he's doing with those.
Yeah, I get emails. Occasionally I get it from.
But we don't get those emails.
No, but I, and that's
liaison,
what I mean. I think,
so we don't know, so I like the idea of the updates.
One of my issues for Mr. Brandis is to come in here once a month. And say, how are you going? You had 64 of these things. How are you coming on? Name them line by line. How are you doing with this? What are you going to do about that? Another real issue I have with him is 25% of his maintenance.
Well, let's quit talking about it and actually have something.
Yep.
I think I brought it up a couple of times.
Yep. And we're gonna put him on a diet over there at Public Works and bring him in here because he needs to come before the whole board.
I think a public health update on a monthly basis would be appropriate.
Yeah, especially as they're in that transition. Let's see how Mike's doing, see if there's any issues he needs.
So one of the biggest things you should be aware of that's going to be kind of a wrinkle to be mindful of is that this measure that's out this month is going to change state funding for healthcare drastically, and it may impact our ability to do the RFP in and of itself. And so I do think it would be good to, Mike and I have been meeting on Fridays as far as where we're at with this, and I think getting him in here to give you guys kind of a heads up to get your say on, his recommendation would be to wait to issue the RFP until after the measure comes out to see what the impact would be, or the results of the impact, and aiming for a June or end of fiscal year transition if we continue to go forward, but it's something the board will have to make that call on, and so getting him in here would be appropriate.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Do you mind going back to that point about the sheriff's office and such? At certain points, under the auspice of facilities, it touches every office. And there are discussions that happen. But I think before every decision point has been made, if I reference my recollection, and it could be wrong, we have brought all of those issues to the board. When I asked for the paving of the yard behind the yard, that was a board discussion and decision to go forth, and I don't think we got that done. I don't actually know, but I'm pretty sure we didn't before the rain hits, and it's impossible now. But I just wanted to put out a point of clarification that discussions are going to happen around facilities, around property, around a lot of different things.
Right.
And it's been my judgment, it could be an error, that the point of conversation with the board isn't at conversation with the liaison to facilities. It's at a decision point of the board of saying, hey, we've discussed this, we have a plan, what do you think about this? And so if that's not consistent with what you guys want to see before, like coordination, when I start thinking about something, when Ryan has a thought about what he'd like to do with court security at a liaisonship for one of your guys, is that the point, or do we do it at the point of having done research and said, we have a decision for you, if you want to do this, this is what it looks like and this is what it's going to cost?
I would like to have, I think I would like to have input and at least know what's going on. For instance, if we're doing something out at the fairgrounds, I think the whole board needs to know what's going on at the fairgrounds because we're going to be asked. And see what's going on out there to say, well, right now it's you know, we're looking at something of that sort. Rather than, you know, when I did find out, I called the sheriff and I said, what's going on out there? Well, let me show you.
Yeah.
And boy, he had, I mean, they almost had the chalk marks out on the floor where they were going to nail down the walls. And I said, what are those walls for? And I was completely in the dark. And he took me out, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked the property.
Yeah.
And away we went. And then, now I'm comfortable about what's going on. They asked on the radio talk show, what's going on? Well, we're going to do this, 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 and this.
Okay.
And I think it's important rather than, and it, you know, but it's in facilities wheelhouse to get started on that. But the board may have some input on what's going on.
Okay.
Well, and I would almost recommend we look at if we want to do our quarterly updates on our general discussions on Tuesdays, because what we'll find is on the admin, there's so much business that we're taking care of for the agenda the next week. Those people are waiting a long time to get to their quarterly updates. Whereas if, I mean, it may be something that we actually have the time to have those discussions outside of the decision-making meeting. And it, as far as flow, might be an easier flow on the general discussions on Tuesdays.
Certainly possible, but I don't want to find ourselves with short general discussions where it could accommodate, I mean, short administrative meetings where it could accommodate one of those quarterly updates. That's why we stagger them to where we only have like two, one or two a month, and usually if somebody's unavailable. So that's really why it was done. General discussions are those those opportunities where we can spitball kind of like what we're doing right now. But it's totally possible. Like, we put legal on its own meeting, and I think that works really, really well.
I think
that's
smart.
It's worked out to put that leapfrog of, okay, well, we address that on Thursday. And so that's really the chair's responsibility to keep stuff organized, to maintain the agenda for the weekly business session in an orderly fashion, and lay it out the way it's supposed to be laid out, logically and strategically. And that takes time. It takes some know-how.
This was one of the projects that I had thought about for BCC staff, was delineating what is the quarterly update, that it's not just in a calendar item that nobody can find, that we actually have a list for the year and we
know
who, so everybody can see at a glance who's when.
I like that.
And that was what I was asking for from the advisory committee standpoint. Who meets when?
Right.
If we need to look at a monthly calendar, we've had people ask that. Why don't we have a monthly calendar on our website of who meets when? But when we ask staff, when do they meet? I don't know. We wait for the minutes. And that might have been the old school way of Terry doing it, but I don't think it's as efficient.
No,
and we as a staff should know.
Populate a calendar for the year.
And for instance, it's just kind of things getting missed. And so that was a couple of the things that I thought would help administratively.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would get more input from the public. I think they're interested to know when these things are happening.
Correct. And just as things change, kind of the ownership of there are meetings. And so if they are our advisory meetings, what does that mean? If who's doing the notifications? Whose responsibility for the notifications to the press is it? And if they don't happen, what's that mean? And so just kind of identifying a function, but when it comes down to it, yeah, they might happen in conjunction with the department, but they're really our advisory meetings. So how does that work? So anyhow, that was kind of a thought of trying to just identify what's the schedule.
Yep. Okay. Anything else?
What was your decision on IT? Or is there a decision on IT?
I don't have a problem with you working with John McCafferty in IT. Yeah, just strictly, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I would be in there learning a foreign language.
It needs to be brought down to the least common denominator, so it's actually appropriate in my sense. Work with them. They're all full board. Report to the full
they're
board.
All full board.
For
it's just
things.
Somebody
okay.
is the liaison to sign on behalf of the board or
right.
what have you, day-to-day stuff. I don't have a problem with it staying exactly the way it was, but your interest in it, from IT to the office of the board, emergency services, get in there. Do what
okay.
you want to do.
Exactly.
Just
I'm not looking at... if there's something that needs to come before the board, even as the chair, the idea of liaison, it wasn't that I want to do this upheaval. It was that there's a couple things I think could help
That's great.
And these were two of the ideas of, let's look at a quarterly schedule. Yes. Let's look at this, and we can see what it is. Since it's ours, what is our ownership of it? Versus we're just...
that from whatever position you
from whatever position, because you're equal. And I think that's the key.
It really is.
We're all three.
But when I had asked, I was told that has to go through the chair.
All you have to do is bring it to the board and ask us anything.
Yeah.
So. There is no excuse. I don't want excuses in 2018. If you want something done at this board, bring it to this meeting, any meeting.
Bring it.
You can call a meeting yourself. You don't have to do it by the chair.
So when should we do staff meetings that we're all available? Do we want that to be the Tuesday morning one? Should it be a Friday morning or
AOC is over on Monday? I mean, Tuesday? Yeah,
Tuesday.
I think Tuesday through Thursday should be
you can meeting times.
Yeah.
So what if we added that as part of our general discussion?
On Tuesday.
And that way we even put a sign on the door, we'll be back in an hour or something like that, and whole staff can come in. Yeah. We have a, what are some things we can do to help them, vice versa, that kind of stuff with... At least once a month, if not more.
We used to do one every week.
Yep.
I think weekly is helpful.
We used to do
I think weekly.
We used to do everything.
I think it would clear up an awful lot of water cooler talk.
Yeah.
Out in the open. That's what I want. I want out in the open as much as possible. And I think that we bring Chantel in to man the window for an hour or something. I still like that window. I like public...
I'm not interrupting. I just when you're done, I have it.
Go ahead.
Friday, we didn't have staff in the office, and I heard from several departments concerned about the mail. My recommendation is that we, Deanna from finance, and somebody from HR, and somebody from here, that we train three people on the floor to do mail, so that our staff isn't stuck with, they can't leave the office on a certain day.
I thought we had kind of instructed this office to facilitate cross-training. They had our authority to say, and it was in budget, you know, when we approved that person in HR and finance, or when we hired an additional person in legal. It was with the idea that there's going to be cross-training. So
I just want to, at Friday, I dealt with it because I was here Friday, and I was the only one in the office at some point. And I had several other departments say, what's going on with the mail?
Mm-hmm.
I need mail to go out today. And it's like, do you know how to use the machine? Well, let's get you trained in that machine. You know, that was kind of it makes more sense than our staff being stuck to, they can't take time, which they deserve to take.
Yeah. And on top of that, we're the ones that shorthanded in the staff side of it. We've got two, we really need three, we can't afford three, then somebody else needs to pick up the load on that mail. And you're right, a mail needs to go out daily.
Well, quite frankly, a couple of them are paid more than me, and I would have done it as the least paid person. It was, this is one of the jobs, actually. So one thing I should ask you guys what your thoughts are. I had asked HR to look into it earlier in the year, and they started, but then we had the funding. Aspire does job placement in the community, where they find a job in a company that is appropriate for one of their clients, and they give that person a job coach, and that person can come find a job, and that's their job. They come and they partner with until that person is seen. Otherwise, they move them on to something else. I didn't know if we reevaluate mail. Do we put it down in the mail room that each department's responsible for their own outgoing mail? They have a code that they do it, and versus it being on our staff, or is this something that would maybe be good for a Aspire worker to have somebody walk them through and do that, as far as for the amount of pay and the level of work that it's being done, just evaluate it. And I was wondering if that's something, if you guys mind, that HR was just busy with the juvenile and sheriff hiring, so they couldn't really look at it. But some federal laws changed that Aspire is looking for many placements in the community, and to me, the county potentially would be...
Does Aspire cover the cost? Does Aspire cover the wages?
Would they
be a county worker? They still work for Aspire?
They still work for Aspire, but we pay for the service.
So I think this is a great example, if I could say real quick, of a topic you'd like to explore. And rather than us talk about something I'm not familiar with, I know how we used to do it.
Yeah, let's get
the
nuance.
We used to outsource it. And this is just a... my recommendation for 2018 is these meetings become as absolutely efficient as possible. We all have stuff to do. It's a great topic.
I didn't mean to get on the squirrel. It was over the mail machine, which reminded me of the
other one. Let's just say, hey, I want to talk about the thing, rather than talk about it four times.
Let's put the mail down as a topic, and then we'll need solutions. What are the different solutions? We explore those solutions and bring it back to the full board and say, how do you want to address this thing? Who, you know, if it's cross-training, if it's, you know, assign a person down in assessor's office to do it, or a surveyor, or somebody like that. Let's just figure out what our options are and go from there, and then we'll make that decision.
Great.
But I think that the important thing to remember is that Friday we had an issue with mail. And that's, you know, and that's probably...
And there wasn't anybody cross-trained, so it wasn't...
Exactly. So how do we get to that?
Talk about it.
Yeah.
How do we get there? Okay. Okay. Anything else? And we're okay with the liaisons?
I'd like to see an updated copy before I say I'm okay with it. I don't know.
We can do
that. Where are we at?
And when do we want to actually ratify those, the liaisons? Do we need to do that at a weekly business session? It's just internal?
Say Wednesday or Thursday. It should be able to be done by Thursday. Admin meeting.
Okay. We're done with liaisons? Okay. Commissioner?
If we see the list and we're confirmed where we're at.
Yeah. All right. To see the list and confirm it. But Danny, you've made your changes for today, and then we'll go from there. We'll get those updated, and then we'll look at it once again. Under other?
Yes, if I'm going first. I'd like to have airports work on a new GP sign, Cave Junction. It's getting their new sign. I was traveling around a little bit and saw some of the other airports have Roseburg's over on the east side. A couple. We need a really nice sign at the end.
Are you talking something that's got the Pacific Northwest thing, or are you just talking a sign that Public Works could make, or you're talking...
No, Pacific Northwest, delineating,
right.
Special.
Okay. With a Northwest theme. You're not talking a metal sign on a post that says Ivy Airport. We probably have that out there now. What about Merlin Airport? Is it?
That's the Grants Pass Airport.
That's Grants Pass Airport.
And I wouldn't mind looking at the name. I've thought about it. They're all named what that I've looked at. I Googled Roseburg Airport's Roseburg Airport. So Merlin Grants Pass, Josephine County, it is what it is. But at the Roseburg one, it's a memorial of somebody. We don't have that with Grants Passes. It would be really neat if, like, the advisory board could say, oh, well, there's been this. The only reason we have an airport here is because of John Q. Public or something.
They have a sign out there recognizing somebody who had that impact.
Maybe that.
Well, and sometimes what they don't do is change the airport name, but they call the field something.
Could be.
And so you have this airport, but it's Boeing Field, or it's John Smith Field, or something like that. And they actually have
a sponsorship, thinking they could pay X number of dollars every year to have.
Have you seen the new plaques that they have up, though, that kind of did some historic information out there? They have 12 boards that got put around that kind of give some of that history out there, so people doing tours coming out there can see.
Well, we out at IV, they have a huge history of smoke jumpers out there, and maybe that, you know, we work that in there somehow.
One of the things I was thinking about doing in 2018 is exploring names of things, streets, bridges, whatever.
People. I want to really avoid, I'm going to take a page out of Medford, is the Jackson County Medford Rogue Valley International Airport. I mean, it goes clear off the end of the envelope when you type that in. And, you know, we need to keep it short and sweet.
I agree.
The Grants Pass Airport, where it sits, is technically still a Grants Pass address. Even though Merlin is closer, and it's kind of like, what's up with that?
Okay. Let's look at both of those.
I was going to recommend that we have a monthly manager's report in writing, and that would keep the manager's reports on a quarterly basis, okay, but we would still get updates.
But you'd update monthly reports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we need a schedule for that, that we can delineate when they're due by?
I don't know. End of the month.
End of the month.
Usually, this year I didn't do it as the chair.
Now, going back to that, just I would like to see if we have a, I would like to see Public Works in here sitting in that chair for a monthly report.
I would agree with that.
Is that okay to say, you know, your department's big enough, it's huge enough, and it's got so many things that are in it at issue right now, we need you on the hot seat once a month?
I can't believe we haven't met our fleet manager.
Yeah, okay.
We have a fleet manager? No, I know we did, but I haven't met him.
We do. Never met him. Nice to have him come in and say what his idea.
Yep.
Now that you've been here for 3 months, what do you find in the fleet? What's it look like?
Two months. We okay with that?
And then still stay with a quarterly, but monthly, unless we did decide that the liaison decides we want to have a monthly report in the hot seat. Okay.
I was saying Christmas holiday kind of a letter, usually from the chair. I didn't do one this year, and I should have. I started one, but I was thinking that could be like a new beginnings.
Kickoff.
And that could coordinate into
year in review type letter?
Mm-hmm. Could go into the goals for 2018. I think the board should do them. I think we should have a schedule, a meeting, and such.
Now, getting back to our, because we're going to have State of the County coming up here pretty darn quick. So we'll need to get a list. I think you started a list, Commissioner, on what we really need to do. And I think, have you had a chance to review that, Commissioner Morgan?
I haven't seen
Let's make sure we all get it again. Sure. We can send it out to all three of us. And then
I thought we approved that.
I think we did. I think we approved it. But I just want to make sure everybody's on board.
If we did, I just don't remember it.
Because we're going to need to get those invitations out.
I do think I kind of remember seeing something and it didn't stand out as...
pretty blah.
That's probably why it doesn't stand out.
It just kind of gave a schedule as to how long each person should talk and who the speakers would be.
I'll print out a copy for you, but if you wanted to quickly review, that's it right there.
Oh, that's right. That was just...
And is that a complete enough for you? I think it looked pretty good.
Actually, I haven't seen that before, I don't think.
Really?
But I think that's great.
See if there's any additions or corrections you'd like to make to that, Commissioner Morgan.
Have you used our manager list?
Will you print me out one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To come up with that. So, you'll be in charge of managing that, and it's 2 hours. What we had on here was February 8th from 4 to 6 in the Flora building. I think that's been arranged.
Yep. And I'll make sure Peggy's aware of that so we can get that.
What I thought is there's some programs that don't need their 5 minutes, but there are other programs that are going to need more. So you're just going to...
5 minutes goes by pretty quick, especially if you got a little bit of time change. From one speaker to the next, you're going to lose a couple, 3 minutes there.
They need to be in the queue is what I would suggest.
Yep. They're going to have to be right there.
It's one PowerPoint.
This one's done. PowerPoint's all ready to go.
Yep.
Everything's ready to go.
So it's going to take some organization, but we've got a month.
Yep. Well, that month's going to go by real quick.
I think it needs a press release. So
right.
I
mentioned it the other day. I was on the radio talk show.
Yeah.
To mention that we were coming up with it, that the city was going to have theirs, and that the county was going to have their own, just in addition to.
I would like to establish in part of our goals for 2018, so we need a date for that and reevaluation of where we're at, a coordination plan, a coordination committee. One of the things I think we need to do with our coordination plan is include our newly adopted community wildfire protection plan. I was looking at the website, and I think the board needs their bios. Commissioner Morgan, I think, got hers in. I don't know if Commissioner DeYoung has. You guys have been on for a year, and there's nothing about you there other than your nice pictures.
Thanks to City Council.
I think the website for the board's office should be kept up, updated as just one of those things. So, on that schedule, there'll be a elected officials. The board's office has an update. What I put at the end, and my thought was, is that there would be 10 minutes dedicated to the vision of the county and where we plan to go in the next few years. So
basically, I think it's very important that we have our goals. We're going to have our goal setting ahead of time. So that would be part, that 10 minutes would...
We had talked about kind of trying to actually do kind of a strategic plan or long-term, short-term goal setting as a county. And I had emailed Mike MacArthur asking. I had heard that one of the counties up north had a really successful experience with that. And I kind of was had asked to get some feedback on.
Did you respond to it yet?
No, but I...
What county was it? Do you remember?
I don't. And that is something that's the part that I don't remember, but I wish I had, because I think it might help us as far as we've talked about a couple of the individual departments having long-term plans. The airports does it as part of the FAA plan, but and the fairgrounds has had various master plans at different times, but really as a county, do we have an idea of where we're going or working towards?
As a full county.
Correct. And
I'm all in favor. I'm in favor of that. I just don't. My experience with the city's goal setting.
I don't want to.
I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to play games, and I don't want to, you know, have spirit building exercises or things. I think we're outgrown that. But I see a lot of value in all three of us sitting down and saying, what do we want to do for the next year, and then 5 years, and so on and so forth. Where do you see the county going? And
one of my concerns is if I sat down and could talk about every single program, where it is and where it's going, and I'm not so sure that each of you can do that about parks.
No.
What have we done in
forestry?
Where is forestry going? What are the top three things that forestry is going to do in the next 5 years? Do you guys know?
No. But that's where we need to know.
We need it written down on a one-pager, so every commissioner who comes in here can look in a book and say, oh, well, I see what we've done. We did an inventory here. We're doing 10% a year, where our goal is to get to 6 million board feet every year, that we have a contiguous, more cohesive land base, that we get rid of the ones that don't matter to us, that aren't in our portfolio. We divest ourselves of that liability.
Then that needs to be down for everybody has access to it rather than it's stocked up here in your head.
And we pull in all the 7,000 acres of state lands. I think that's a good goal.
Yes, it's a good goal. So let's move towards that. But let's get, we really do, and I'll sit down and we'll figure out when we can do this goal setting.
Yeah.
And it's sooner rather than later, because I want to be able to have our final 10 minutes or whatever it is. I want that vision.
Ready to go.
Ready to go for what's coming up. So in the state of the county. County needs to be looking forward. I think we've looked back a lot, and we've come a long ways as the county. It's come a long way, but we need to share that vision.
Well, as far as if we do this ourselves, I mean, potentially we could have a day that we set aside that each half an hour is a different department that comes in and talks to us about what they're wanting to get done this year, what a five-year plan would be of what they're looking at, or what 10 years needs to be taken into account that we start planning for, or something like that. What if we ask the department heads to get something like that ready, and then we come in and then we put that all together as, I mean, or at least I think it'd be appropriate to ask the department heads that they be prepared to say, what are the things that you're looking at accomplishing this year? What would a five-year hope be for your department? And what long-term things do we need to be aware of that we maybe need to start, you know, public health is going to need to be looking at a new facility within the next five, you know, or something, you know, just kind of some of those things of, what do we as commissioners maybe keeping in the back of our mind that the departments are aware of on a daily basis, but maybe that, you know, does fleet need to have every vehicle with a GPS locator in it, you know, or something like that? Those different things of ideas.
Well, I think that when we do the state and the county, that's just going to be a summation of what you just talked about to a certain extent. We're going to give it what it is today, and then at the end we'll take a kind of condensed look at it and where do we want to go in the future. But I agree with you. I think we need to put them to the task and get them thinking, because going back, I'm not picking on Public Works, but there's been no solutions to fixing that 25%. None. I need to do this. I need a 3-cent gas tax. I need whatever I need. He needs to have some sort of a solution in mind, and we're relying on those department heads. It's their department. They should be able to figure out something and bring it to the board, a suggestion as to what they want to do. Same thing with fleet. You know, maybe cutting back fleet. Maybe it's, you know, 3/4 ton and below goes to Jiffy Lube instead of being $100 an hour out there. Those are things that I think we need to look at. Yes, sir.
Next thing is the North Valley Industrial Park review. I think we should have that on a regular schedule, that we're moving something progress forward.
Yeah.
The delegated group of us met with a potential consultant, and I think that they were good, but I don't know that they're looking. I don't know that they dovetail really well with where the board's at, and you need to be updated on that. I think we're looking at another potential project manager group as well. Not that that group wouldn't probably subcontract to them, but understanding how we work as a county maybe a little bit better with the other one. I'm just going to...
Well, I think that's been up there. That North Valley Industrial Park has been on everybody's tip of everybody's tongue for long enough. It's time you start talking about it. Let's get it done. You know, everybody's got kind of a wisp of an idea. I think one of the big hinges out there is the sewage treatment plant. You know, where do you go from there? Where does this all tie in? I think we've got the city on board to looking at water and a lot of things out there. This could be the year that we push this over the top and get it done. But I think we've been talking about it for a long time. But I think...
I didn't mean to stop.
I wasn't suggesting that we talk about it today. I was just suggesting that's one of my things that I thought we should address under others, having a regular type of update on this element and bringing in that committee as one of the things that we provide that update about where we're at. Because without that project manager, you will be another board that continues to just talk about it.
Project manager is the one that's going to bring it as an item.
Great.
Do we want to do it or not do it?
My last one is the public works. Honestly, if I don't, as a commissioner, see some sort of action, we've had this in draft from the consultant for 8 months now. I believe I've shared with at least the staff, and I think it might have gotten to you, Commissioner, Mr. Chair, the schedule of how that's come down. I've got to see something, or I'm going to recommend that program come to the full board, and we have.
Yes.
So hopefully, I have to put that out there. It's
egregious. On my beginning of the year talk to Rob Brandis, I've got a number of different things, and I want to put him on a schedule, diet, if you will. And these are the things, and these are when we need him at, coming before the full board. I think it's the full board. It is big enough that the full board needs to report to the full board, not just the liaison. That it's like going to both parents instead of just one of them. Works out.
Yep. Great. That's my list.
Okay.
Oh, travel. We need to figure out who's going to NACO, if we have talked about that, making sure that's right. And then that program in Tacoma in the first part of the year, I think that
that's... That was in April, Tacoma?
I believe so, yeah.
That we all should go?
What is it?
It was that... I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's the thing that Julie recommended. She said it's probably one of the best conferences she's ever been to about being on the cutting edge of government and moving stuff forward in that fashion. So, it could be really beneficial for the full...
Let's get a little bit more information on that and see how it pans out for which commissioner should go or both two should go. Three should go.
Yeah.
Let's get some information on that.
I think I've registered. I mean, I thought we'd gotten to that point, so I may have done that.
You may have already done that?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing it. My bad. I've slept since then, and so apparently I've had a mind wipe. And
it happens.
And it might be that I just worked until I got my paper done.
The draft agenda and what the objectives were, but we'll do that again and bring it to you guys.
Let's get that.
There's another one that NAGO has, a Healthy Counties Initiative Forum that's in Tennessee that is it's looking at public safety and mental health. It's kind of like there's a lot of things that come up, but which ones are the priorities? I don't know that. So you're going to go to the NACO legislative in March?
It's at the end of February, March, yeah.
And then we have the one in February. I mean, sorry, April. I mean, if it's as you described, I think we should all go to that. And
the one in Tacoma? Mm-hmm.
It's drivable, which I thought... it doesn't always happen, so
yeah, it is
if you're going to give it
one day, it's a
long
day.
If you're going to give it your first go at it, I think we should all do it when we can drive, as opposed to fly. In the future, if you're flying, you delegate somebody on behalf of the county to go. But driving is certainly
Tacoma is about 7 hours from here anyway. I don't know why I go through a vortex up there for some reason.
That was my list.
Okay, Commissioner Morgan.
The biggest one was wanting to follow up with the strategic planning goal setting, but I think David Rabiner is who Mike MacArthur would recommend has helped AOC, their members and staff, as far as with that strategic planning. He also says that Benton, Deschutes, and Marion have had some good examples of strategic planning and such. So I don't know if we... He also had another person that's organized and that kind of stuff. Let's see, his organizational and interpersonal level is helpful. And Michelle Kennedy, it's neither of those are names. I've worked with David Rabiner. He was at County College. He was the guy with no hair on the last weekend in Salem that the personality thing, that kind of stuff. So whether we want somebody to facilitate that process to keep it and do a sum up of where it's at, or do we want to do it in-house?
For our first goal setting, I think I'd rather just us sit down and see how it goes. Okay. I don't think we need a facilitator
at
this
point. It's
not
rocket science. I could write it down in an afternoon.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like we have the whole council and so on and so forth, like city councils, like the city does. They get there all their
And what are they actually? Staff. The breadth of options, in my opinion, like with parks, forestry, public works, what are you going to do? There's nothing rocket science out there.
I think it's just a review and bringing stuff to the surface.
It's not a bad idea.
The facilitator, to me, is the one that gives us the wrap-up report at the end, or who would be responsible for saying, okay, we got all those reports, now who takes that information and puts it into a pretty package that we can all kind of, maybe we look at and say, yeah, we support this, we adopt it, we ratify that we support this, and that it's in a format that we can do that. So that's the piece that I'm wondering, who takes that responsibility?
I think that's partially our job.
Okay.
It's too expensive, in my opinion, to put somebody on a bow.
I was never happy with Jan Carruthers when she came down and did the ones down here. I just thought to myself, I told Jan, I said, I'm not coming back. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I thought it was, there's a lot. We could have done what she had in 3 days in a day if we had just sat down and talked to them.
You're paying somebody.
And you're paying somebody.
I can't see how it should take that long.
Let's try it. Let's just try it one time as goal setting. This is a goal setting function. We'll see how it works out. If we see that it's bigger than any of us can handle, then that's different.
How are we planning on doing that? Is that, I haven't heard how we're doing
that. We would have to notice that we're going to sit down in a room and talk. Can we take a day?
We can do that.
Pick a day and...
But is that, I mean, that's fine. The board can sit down for a day. Are you calling every manager in? Are there assignments due ahead of time that say, forestry, what does your 5-year vision look like? And that we kind of evaluate those. I don't need to be sitting in a room with you guys while I read all these things. So, what is it like to work on this?
I would like to see more than just a 5-year. I would like to see what is the big thing. What's this year going to look like? A 5-year, a 10-year, or anything beyond that scope that we need to start preparing for that can't just be looming out there indefinitely.
What are you going to have at 10 years that you're not going to talk about at 5? That's my, I'm arguing that 10 years is
there the may be a
scope,
department that has something that is on that, you know, at some point we need to start looking at this. It's not necessarily that we need to have it in five, but it's going to be coming up. Mostly just a, is there something that we need to be mindful of that we have to start planning for? And not just, oh, how are we going to get there when we could have been planning for that ahead of time. There may be some departments that have something like that, that they just haven't had the avenue of saying, when do we start dealing with that? And it may not be, but I want to give them the opportunity to say, we'd like this to be on your radar.
I think we could do that in, if we just set goal setting and say, okay, let's see what your immediate things are. We're coming out of it. Right now, they have never been able to dream. You're a prime example of that. Gosh, I can't imagine how you've kept a smile on your face for 7 years of the downturn and done well at it.
It was only 2 years of a downturn.
Well, no, you've been
five on the upswing.
And we're on the escalate. Yeah. But I think, you know, if we keep the goal setting for, you know, the short term for this first go around, with a caveat to say, you know, kind of tell us what your wish list is. And we'll have some of those things. I don't know if we need to really get it into the formality of a strategic plan at this point. Maybe we see what comes out of this. But I would like to see, and we didn't, you know, when we did it at the city, we called in all the committees to see what their vision was. But all their vision. I don't think we need to get it. I think it needs to be limited to department heads right now at this time.
So one of the things that I think that's missing is the concept that we're not asking them to do something they're not already doing. They have already got these things.
They just need to voice it, so we're all in the same room.
You guys, honestly, we don't know what they are.
Exactly.
Every program has them. Parks has them.
Yep.
Forestry.
But I think that if this is their opportunity to sit right there in the chair, and I'm just one day, I just say, we'll take them in, we'll give you half an hour or whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And then we come in, and then we just sit, but take department by department and see what they where they want to go and what their issues are. Does that make sense, Commissioner?
Yeah, but what I think I heard you saying is, would we get that in advance in a paper format, that, or do they go through their liaison ahead of time of saying, yeah, that's what you need to get done?
Well, what I'm just asking is that you guys, we need somebody to say how it should work.
Okay.
Just to say we're having a goal-setting session. We're going to do a vision of immediate. Somebody's got to organize that.
Yep, and give the homework.
Really? Probably the delegated
and say, this is what we're looking for you. When you come in for your half an hour presentation, this is what you need to bring. This is what we want you to focus on.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
it is. But somebody needs to come up with it and facilitate it.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll be something.
We don't have any date certain for that yet.
Well, the state of the county address on the 8th. So if you're going to say something,
it's got to be this month.
It needs to probably be in 2 weeks, 2 Mondays from now, unless you do it on a different day of the week, because next Monday is AOC day.
On 50, how do you guys stand for AOC on the 15th? Is that a date for AOC or not?
I'm going.
Is it the 15th or the 8th? I have it as the 8th.
The 2nd. It's this next weekend.
So it's the 8th.
I was going to be there. So, I'm a vice chair of a committee. Mm-hmm. You're a chair of a committee.
So why don't we do the 15th? Can we do the 15th for department heads to come in?
I'm looking at my calendar.
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday, so the 22nd would be the next available Monday.
Ooh.
Why do you need a Monday?
I don't know, because we have meetings Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if we needed a full day, a Monday is kind of the start of the week. We get going. Not everybody works Fridays. Not all offices are. And what do we do with electeds? Same presentation?
What do we do with what?
Elected officials. Asking the same presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the practical side of looking at a full day that doesn't interrupt with normal scheduled business meetings.
I don't know if I can dedicate a full day to this. I'm not hearing what it is that we're doing in a full day. What are we asking?
Well, we got to get a schedule. I'm going to just figure out what the schedule is, very similar you did to your for the state of the county.
Okay.
We have this many people that we want to hear from, and these are the people. I'll just get you a rough draft, and you say, I want to hear from this guy too.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how much minutes they get. And we may take 2 afternoons.
So we're assigning something to them ahead of time?
Yes. We'll get them an idea as to what we want from them when they come in.
What is it that we want?
And go from them. I think I want to hear what because this is goal setting, I want to hear where they are now and what their anticipation is. And like I say, this is an ideal time for Rob Brandis to come in and say, this is what I'm going to do for you all year long. What are your issues going into the year, and what do you plan to do about it? Where do you want to be at the end?
So that we're clear coming out of this meeting, what is it that Chair DeYoung should be sending out to the managers and electeds? On what date is what due?
And from my standpoint, I'd like to see a this year, a 5-year, and then any, hey, this is something down the road that we should be starting, any longer-term dream or something like that, vision. So for me, I'm looking at a 1-year, a 5-year, mm-hmm. and then a beyond. And so a three-phase.
And we could come back in and we could do the mm-hmm. 1-year right now and come back in July.
I want all three right now.
You want all three?
I want all three right now by each department head. And this is going to be what we're approving as our goal setting. You guys, if you don't want that, we can do something else. But
no.
So you want 1-year, 5-year, and then
beyond,
long term. Okay.
How do you want that? You want that verbally, or you want that in writing? Is that due by what date?
I want to find out if we can go. Is there any reason why Friday doesn't work? The 12th.
I just want to know how much time it takes to get it. I mean, if they need it. My 12th is open.
Your 12th open?
It's just a matter of giving them the time to get this going.
Right. And I agree with Commissioner Hare. They probably already have this. They just got to put it down. I just wanted a presentation form before the whole board, not just the liaison. The whole board needs to be aware of what they're thinking.
So this is what they would present in that day, is that each half an hour or however much time it be, we have slots for each department to come and say, this is my 1-5 beyond.
And a half an hour is way more time. I think they'd have a hard time filling up a half an hour. I see what you're saying.
Because there's also an opportunity by presenting to the full board, it's for us to stay back and say, well, why about that? What about that? That kind of thing. And unless you guys don't want discussion. What's the point
time,
of the discussion?
It's an ideal time also for the board to convey to them what our thoughts are. What we want from public boards. This is what we expect. It's getting it done early in the year, and we'll have that will give us kind of a pretest as to what their presentation would be on state and county. Kind of give an idea as to where you think you are right now. And then a 1-5, because in the state of the county address, what are they going to present? That's got to be in a positive note.
I would like them ahead of time. And I don't want to have to listen to something I can read in 5 minutes or 2 minutes explained in a half an hour. Not that that has to take that long. Those should be points of clarification that we'd have all read it. We know what's in it. And we're prepared with questions, clarifications.
Okay. Submit that ahead of time?
That's what I want.
Okay.
I want things if Ms. Wright or Mr. Schreeder doesn't put on the fact that they're not going to be in their location in 5 years, that's part of our goal, that's part of my vision, mm-hmm. that they're no longer there. That's okay. They don't have to catch everything. They may not know about those things that, as a liaison, I've got a vision for. But that's where we have that everybody around the table board saying, nope, we're not doing that. It's not even on the horizon. And the manager, or yes, that's exactly where we want to go.
Okay. And if we're going to go the 12th looks good for all of us, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going on the 12th. And they'll submit to us by the 10th in writing?
One page. My expectation.
Just a quick outline. Okay, we'll get a memo out for that. We'll get a list of who we're talking about there. Let's see if there's any additions you need to add to that. Anybody you want to see come in?
I want something from every program.
Every program. Okay.
So there's no list, if they have, if they facilitate funds moving through this, through the county in our jurisdiction, I want to know what it is. That would be my thought.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 40 funds. I want something of a vision for every fund. Even the ones that we administer on behalf of other agencies, like the library ones, would have had in their 5-year plan, we're not going to be doing it anymore. And then we can approve that stuff, and then it, so be it, you know, and then we check it off of things we did. That's something we haven't done before. I can go through every fund, but you guys need a page on all of these things.
Yep, I think so.
So one of the things I think that it's also, and it's just going to be something that's my expectation, is that those are things that really the chair should be responsible for organizing, coming up with, and facilitating through the process. And I hope that's not a too high of an expectation. I'm sure we can delegate, like the North Valley Industrial Park as a project, something that we wouldn't necessarily put the responsibility on the chair. But thinking strategically about not just saying something, I'll just use, I don't want to say this more than probably once, that we just don't say something, that we figure out how we're going to accomplish it. Because it was, and it's really the full board's got to be a team player in that effort. It just isn't the chair. I think we had the vision last year.
Well, I think, I think the chair has taken on an awful lot of stuff over the years that the full board should have been involved in all along. Yeah. That's what I want to get back to, is the full board involvement in every aspect of this county. Because
yeah.
There's an awful lot you keep right up here. If you've been here a long time, you know how this thing, you know where every crack in this marble is. And I think that it is up to everybody to not necessarily know it to the extent you do, but that everybody is aware of what's going on. Lily keeps up with it. I don't.
Just people ready to do it.
Yep.
Ready to go. Okay.
Okay.
That was what I had.
Commissioner Morgan?
I'm good. I need to get ready for another meeting.
Yes, so do I. With that, we are adjourned at 10:57.